Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about umbrella insurance and whether it's worth it for real estate investors. Today, we're diving into legal entity structures, LLCs, trusts, corporations, and how each type works to protect your assets. By the end of this episode, you'll understand the pros and cons of different entity structures, how to choose the right one for your situation, and common mistakes that can undermine your protection. Let's start with the most common structure for real estate investors, the limited liability company, or LLC. What is an LLC? An LLC is a legal entity that separates your personal assets from your business assets. When you own rental property in an LLC, the LLC owns the property, not you personally. If someone sues over the property, they may sue the LLC, not you personally, when the LLC is properly formed and maintained. The LLC's assets, the property and any cash in the LLC bank account, may be at risk, but your personal assets, your home, personal bank accounts, retirement accounts, may be protected, depending on the circumstances and how well you've maintained the entity. This is called the corporate veil, the legal separation between you and the LLC. However, the corporate veil isn't automatic. You must form the LLC properly and maintain it properly to preserve this protection. We'll talk about maintenance requirements in a moment. Single-member versus multi-member LLCs. LLCs can be single-member or multi-member. A single-member LLC has one owner, you. A multi-member LLC has two or more owners, you and your spouse, you and a partner, or you and multiple partners. Single-member LLCs are simpler to manage and are disregarded for tax purposes, meaning income and expenses flow through to your personal tax return on Schedule E. You don't file a separate tax return for the LLC. However, single-member LLCs may offer weaker asset protection in some situations. Some courts have been more willing to pierce the corporate veil of single-member LLCs compared to multi-member LLCs. Additionally, if someone sues you personally and wins a judgment, they may be able to seize your ownership interest in a single-member LLC and force the sale of LLC assets in some states. Multi-member LLCs may provide stronger protection through charging order protection. In many states, if someone sues you personally and wins a judgment, they can't seize LLC assets directly. Instead, they're limited to a charging order, which gives them the right to receive distributions from the LLC if and when distributions are made. But they can't force distributions, can't vote, and can't manage the LLC. This makes the judgment less valuable to the creditor and may encourage settlement. However, charging order protection varies by state, and some states provide stronger protection than others. Multi-member LLCs are taxed as partnerships, which means you must file a separate partnership tax return, Form 1065, each year. This adds cost and complexity, typically $500 to $2,000 per year in tax preparation fees. Many investors use multi-member LLCs for higher value properties or properties with significant equity, and single-member LLCs for lower value or highly leveraged properties. Series LLCs. Some states allow series LLCs, which are a special type of LLC structure. A series LLC is one legal entity that contains multiple internal series, each of which can hold different assets. Each series operates like a separate LLC with its own assets, liabilities, and members. The advantage is that you form and maintain one entity instead of multiple entities, which reduces formation fees, annual fees, and administrative burden. For example, instead of forming five separate LLCs for five properties, you form one series LLC with five series. The disadvantage is that series LLCs are relatively new, not available in all states, and not all states recognize the liability protection between series. If you own property in a state that doesn't recognize series LLCs, the protection may not be honored. Additionally, lenders and title companies are sometimes unfamiliar with series LLCs and may be hesitant to work with them. Series LLCs can be a good option in states that recognize them, but they're not right for every situation. Consult with an attorney in your state to determine if a series LLC makes sense for your portfolio. Holding company structures. As your portfolio grows, you may consider a holding company structure. In this structure, you create a parent LLC, the holding company, that owns multiple subsidiary LLCs. Each subsidiary LLC owns one or more properties. You own the holding company, and the holding company owns the subsidiaries. This structure may provide additional liability protection when properly implemented. If someone sues a subsidiary LLC over a property, they may only be able to reach that subsidiary's assets, not the holding company or other subsidiaries, depending on the circumstances and applicable law. The holding company can also provide operational benefits. It can provide management services to the subsidiaries, handle centralized accounting and bookkeeping, employ staff who work across all properties, and accumulate cash reserves from multiple properties. The holding company may charge management fees to the subsidiaries, which are tax-deductible expenses for the subsidiaries and income for the holding company. These arrangements should have legitimate business purposes and appropriate documentation. The disadvantage is increased complexity and cost. You're forming and maintaining multiple entities, each with formation fees, annual fees, and potentially separate tax returns. This structure may make sense once you have a larger portfolio with significant equity to protect. Trusts. Trusts are another type of legal structure, but they serve different purposes than LLCs. There are two main types of trusts: revocable trusts and irrevocable trusts. Revocable living trusts. A revocable living trust is primarily an estate planning tool, not an asset protection tool. You create the trust, transfer assets into it, and retain full control as the trustee. You can modify or revoke the trust at any time. When you die, the trust assets pass to your beneficiaries without going through probate, which saves time and money. However, revocable trusts typically provide no asset protection during your lifetime. Because you retain full control and can revoke the trust, creditors can generally reach trust assets just as they could reach assets you own personally. Revocable trusts are valuable for estate planning, but don't replace LLCs for liability protection. Many investors use both. They own LLCs, and the LLCs are owned by their revocable trust for estate planning purposes. Irrevocable trusts. Irrevocable trusts can provide asset protection, but they come with significant trade-offs. When you transfer assets into an irrevocable trust, you give up control. You can't modify or revoke the trust, and you typically can't access the assets. Because you no longer control the assets, creditors generally can't reach them. However, the loss of control is a major disadvantage. Additionally, irrevocable trusts have complex tax implications and may require the trust to pay income taxes at higher trust tax rates. Irrevocable trusts are typically used for advanced estate planning or asset protection in high-risk professions, not for typical real estate investors. If you're considering an irrevocable trust, work closely with an attorney and tax advisor who specialize in this area. Land trusts. Land trusts are sometimes used by real estate investors for privacy, not asset protection. A land trust is a revocable trust that holds title to real property. The trust is the legal owner of the property, and you are the beneficiary. This keeps your name off public records, providing privacy. However, land trusts typically provide no liability protection. If someone sues over the property, they can sue the trust, and as the beneficiary, you may still be liable. Some investors use land trusts in combination with LLCs. The land trust holds title for privacy, and the LLC is the beneficiary of the land trust for liability protection. This adds complexity and cost and may not be necessary for most investors. Corporations. Corporations, both C corporations and S corporations, are rarely used for rental properties. C corporations are subject to double taxation. The corporation pays corporate income tax on profits, and then shareholders pay personal income tax on dividends. This makes C corporations inefficient for rental properties. S corporations avoid double taxation through pass-through taxation, but they have ownership restrictions. No more than 100 shareholders, all must be U.S. citizens or residents, and only one class of stock. Additionally, both C and S corporations require more formalities than LLCs. Annual shareholder meetings, board of directors meetings, corporate minutes, and more. For these reasons, LLCs are almost always preferred over corporations for rental properties. Corporations may be used for active real estate businesses, property management companies, real estate brokerages, or development companies, but not for holding rental properties. Maintaining the corporate veil. Simply forming an LLC isn't enough. You must maintain proper formalities to preserve liability protection. If you don't maintain the corporate veil, courts can pierce it and hold you personally liable. Here's what you need to do. Formality 1. Separate finances. Keep business and personal finances completely separate. Open a separate bank account for each LLC. Never commingle personal and business funds. Pay all property-related expenses from the LLC account. Deposit all rental income into the LLC account. Never pay personal expenses from LLC accounts or business expenses from personal accounts. Commingling funds is the number one reason courts pierce the corporate veil. Formality 2. Maintain appropriate business records. Maintain appropriate business records and written documentation of significant decisions. Document major decisions in writing. Property acquisitions, major repairs, financing decisions, distributions. Maintain organized records of all financial transactions, leases, contracts, and correspondence. Store these records securely and maintain records in accordance with applicable legal, tax, and business requirements. Formality 3. File annual reports. File annual reports and pay annual fees on time in every state where you're registered. Missing deadlines can result in administrative dissolution of your LLC, which eliminates your liability protection. Set calendar reminders for all filing deadlines. Formality 4. Use the LLC name properly. Always use the full LLC name on all documents, contracts, leases, and communications. Sign documents as your name, manager of LLC name, not just your name. Include the LLC name on all correspondence, invoices, and marketing materials. This demonstrates that you're acting on behalf of the LLC, not personally. Formality 5. Maintain adequate capitalization. Don't strip all cash out of your LLCs. Many investors choose to maintain reasonable cash reserves in each LLC to cover expenses, repairs, and emergencies. If an LLC has no assets and can't pay its obligations, courts may view it as a sham entity and pierce the veil. Many investors choose to maintain at least 3 to 6 months of operating expenses in reserves for each LLC. Formality 6. Have written operating agreements. Every LLC should have a written operating agreement, even single-member LLCs. The operating agreement defines how the LLC operates, member rights and responsibilities, profit distributions, and management structure. This document proves the LLC is a legitimate entity with proper governance. Have an attorney draft your operating agreements to ensure they're comprehensive and legally sound. Formality 7. File separate tax returns. If you have multi-member LLCs, file separate partnership tax returns, Form 1065, for each LLC. Even though this adds cost and complexity, it's required and demonstrates that each LLC is a separate entity. For single-member LLCs, income and expenses flow through to your personal return on Schedule E, so no separate return is required. Formality 8. Avoid personal guarantees when possible. When signing contracts or leases on behalf of your LLC, avoid personal guarantees whenever possible. Sign as the LLC manager, not personally. If a vendor or lender requires a personal guarantee, understand that you're accepting personal liability for that obligation. State considerations. LLC laws vary by state, and choosing the right state for formation matters. Many investors form LLCs in the state where the property is located. This is often the simplest approach and avoids the need to register as a foreign LLC. Some investors form LLCs in states with favorable LLC laws, like Wyoming, Nevada, or Delaware. These states offer strong charging order protection, no state income tax, or other benefits. However, if you own property in another state, you'll still need to register your LLC as a foreign LLC in that state, which adds cost and complexity. For most investors, forming LLCs in the state where the property is located is the most practical approach. Consult with an attorney in your state to determine the best approach for your situation. Common mistakes. Let me share common mistakes that undermine entity protection. Mistake 1. Holding properties in your personal name. This is the most fundamental mistake. If you own property in your personal name, you have no liability protection. Any lawsuit over the property can reach all your personal assets. Always hold rental properties in LLCs or other entities. Mistake 2. Forming LLCs but not maintaining them. Many investors form LLCs but then fail to maintain proper formalities. They commingle funds, don't file annual reports, or don't use the LLC name properly. This undermines the protection and can result in piercing the corporate veil. Mistake 3. Using the wrong entity type. Some investors use corporations instead of LLCs or use revocable trusts thinking they provide asset protection. Choose the right entity type for your situation. Mistake 4. Not having operating agreements. Many investors skip operating agreements to save money. This is a mistake. Operating agreements are essential for proving the LLC is legitimate and defining how it operates. Mistake 5. Not coordinating with lenders. Some investors take loans in their personal name and then transfer the property to an LLC after closing. Consult your lender before transferring title because doing so may affect loan terms or trigger due on sale provisions. Lender consent requirements vary by loan documents. While many lenders don't enforce due on sale clauses for transfers to borrower-owned LLCs, it's important to understand your loan terms and potential risks. Mistake 6. Inadequate professional guidance. Many investors try to save money by forming LLCs themselves using online services. Online formation services can be appropriate for simple situations. However, as portfolios become more complex, professional legal guidance becomes increasingly valuable to ensure proper structuring. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, evaluate your current structure. Are your properties held in LLCs or in your personal name? If you have LLCs, are they properly maintained? Second, identify any structural weaknesses. Are you commingling funds, missing annual reports, not using LLC names properly? Third, schedule a consultation with a real estate attorney to discuss your structure and any needed improvements. Don't delay. The longer you wait, the more exposed you may be. Final thoughts. Legal entity structures are one of the most important protections you have as a real estate investor. LLCs may provide liability protection when properly formed and maintained, separating your personal assets from your business assets. Single-member LLCs are simple but may offer weaker protection than multi-member LLCs. Series LLCs and holding company structures can provide additional benefits for larger portfolios. Trusts serve different purposes. Revocable trusts for estate planning, irrevocable trusts for advanced asset protection. Corporations are rarely appropriate for rental properties. Maintaining the corporate veil is critical. Separate finances, appropriate business records, annual filings, proper use of LLC names, adequate capitalization, written operating agreements, separate tax returns, and avoiding personal guarantees. Don't cut corners on entity formation and maintenance. The cost of proper structuring is often modest compared to the potential cost of inadequate protection. Tomorrow, we're taking entity structuring to the next level. How to structure your entire portfolio strategically to minimize legal risk. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.